Chapter 2. Jesper and Stefan were arguing. Again. The weather was miserable, with the wind blowing constantly and regular showers of rain slanting in from the sea. There had even been occasional flurries of snow. As a result, the crew tended to stay inside their tent, lying on their bedrolls and staring at the canvas ceiling above them. It was inevitable that arguments would break out, simply as a way of passing the time. The twins, Ulf and Wulf, bickered as a matter of course. But now the malaise had spread to the others, and Jesper and Stefan seemed to find plenty of reasons to disagree. Thorn and Stig could hear their raised voices as they trudged into the camp, back from a patrol of the woods behind the beach. As an old warrior, Thorn was never comfortable with his back to the sea and the ship beached, unless he knew there was no potential enemy nearby. He looked around, searching for Hal. But he and Ingvar were busy in the tent workshop he had set up some distance away. They were building something, Thorn knew, but he had no idea what it was.
"I know you took it," Stefan was saying. "Why don't you just admit it and give it back?"
"Oh, you know, do you? And how do you know that?"
Jesper's voice challenged him.
"Because everyone knows you're a th—"
Stefan stopped himself just in time.
"A th—"
Jesper said, his voice even more furious.
"What do you mean, a th? Were you perhaps going to say thief?"
"I didn't say that," Stefan said, now sullen and wary.
"Oh, for Gorlog's sake,"
Stig muttered. He pushed the canvas screen aside and stepped into the tent. Ulf, Wulf and Edvin were lying on their bedrolls. Stefan and Jesper faced each other in the centre of the tent. Both were red-faced and angry.
"Will you two shut it?" Stig said wearily. "You've been picking away at each other for days. What is it now?"
"Jesper stole my whetstone," Stefan said.
Instantly, Jesper shot back.
"You say?"
"Yes, I do. I know you took it. You take things. Everyone knows that."
Too late, Stig realized that he hadn't stopped the argument. He'd merely taken it back to its starting point.
"Look, let it—"
"Maybe I do take things sometimes,"
Jesper shouted over him,
leaning closer to Stefan. "It's a challenge, but I always give them back."
"Well, give back my whetstone."
"I would, if I'd taken it, but I didn't. There is no challenge taking your things. You're always leaving them lying around."
"That's true," Ulf said.
And instantly, Wulf was into the argument as well.
"You should talk. Your kit is always scattered all over my sleeping space."
In fact, the previous day, he had found one of Ulf's socks lying beside his bedroll. Since it was an excellent sock, he had appropriated it. But, in his eyes, that didn't alter the fact that it was infringing on his space.
"Maybe if you didn't take up more space than you should, that wouldn't happen,"
Ulf cut back. Then Stefan went back on the attack.
"Well, I didn't leave my whetstone lying around, as you put it, so you must have taken it."
"Why me?
Why not someone else?"
Jesper shouted.
"Why not Ulf or Wulf?"
"Are you saying I took it?"
Wulf said. He had a fleeting moment of guilt. Maybe Jesper had seen him slip Ulf's sock into his pack. Jesper shook his head, exasperated.
"No! I was just making a point that—"
"Well, I didn't,"
Wulf said. Of course, Ulf took that as his cue.
"You probably did. It's just the sort of thing you'd do. Then you'd blame it on Jesper."
"Who blamed it on Jesper?"
his twin yelled.
"I never blamed it on Jesper."
"No, but you stood by and let Stefan blame him, instead of owning up."
Stig looked around the tent at the angry faces. He met Edvin's steady gaze. Edvin leaned back on his pillow, closing his eyes.